This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Under the weather has long been a euphemism for not feeling well. There's a good reason for that, suggests Dr. John Bart, because changes in weather conditions can directly affect a number of common medical problems. Knowing that, the Toronto physician has developed a nonprofit website to alert people about anticipated changes in the weather that will likely affect them. It's called MediClimb.
MediClimb is a way of looking at weather patterns which have been linked by research in Europe to increase in various health conditions. The most obvious ones are migraine and arthritis. So we can predict with reasonable certainty a day ahead when most people who have these conditions are more likely to get an attack of whatever it is.
Subscribers to the free service are asked only to provide their email address and zip code. In return, they receive localized advisories based on a computerized analysis of weather and climate data.
Barometric pressure, humidity, temperature change, direction of the wind, a summary of what's happened over the previous 7 days. These are standard measurements which are available to meteorologists. And we can take that information and we produce 14 different states for the MediClimb Index. And with the information that we have available, we've been able to warn people.
Dr. Bart stumbled onto this basic concept after observing that in his own small practice, he was seeing patients with similar complaints clustered together on the same days. He laughingly asked a meteorologist friend, now his partner in MediClimb, if the weather could be a factor.
And he and I had a laugh about it. And then 2 weeks later, he told me he'd been through the literature, and there was a huge amount of research had been done in Europe over the preceding 60 years. The pity of it is that it was never picked up by English-speaking physicians. It never got on the radar, and we want to put it there firmly because we think people will benefit from it.
Those benefits extend beyond individual patients, Dr. Bart explains, to include healthcare providers and hospitals.
When you do migraine, asthma, heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis, and if you can prevent the onset of any of these episodes, then you're saving everybody a lot of personal misery and just saving the health service that they use a fair amount of money. Experience in Europe has shown that the simplest warnings produce enormous benefits both to the patient and to the health service. There was a study which showed chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Admissions to hospital were reduced by 20% by a simplest of warnings.
Rather than offering medical advice, the MediClimb alerts remind patients when it is most important to follow their own doctor's instructions.
We can tell you beforehand when your trick knee is likely to give you a problem. So hopefully you won't get involved the next day in moving furniture or going to run 25 miles when it's not a day to do that. And if you're a patient with heart disease and we can say to you, listen, tomorrow, take extra care, and you'll stand less of a chance of running into a problem.
MediClimb alerts are available for the greater San Francisco Bay Area and most other parts of North America and much of Europe. There's no charge. But as the number of users grow, some advertising is likely to appear on the website to help support it. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.